Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
20 days and counting. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We are February 8th and 9th. 20 days to go before the striped bass season in the Back Bays and Tidal Rivers reopens. I know it's March 1st. We always get out there. You have to get opening day. You have to get out there. That bite's real spot, like a white perch bite right now, spotty to non-existent. Find the deeper holes, I guess you're going to get some. That's still a couple of weeks away. We usually start to get the bass cooperating around St. Paddy's Day. And, man, there's a lot of fun in the back with, you know, some twitch baits, poppers. The stripers are there. Speaking of doing some bass fishing, I saw a guy on a kayak in Route 9, Pacon Lake, Route 9 in Tuckerton the other day, flying down. There was still a little bit early, there was still a little sheen of ice on the one side, and he was working some baits in there. I've seen this guy before. I've a good bass guy. So bite must be on for these guys to get out. The bass guys, they're hardcore anyway. But the pickerel bite is on. Picked up a few up there in the Morris River. Not going to divulge the spots, but the pickerel are always, they're like me. They're always hungry, and they're always pissed off. So you get some activity there. But, yeah, give it a couple of weeks, and the crappie yellow perch should get going as well. Next couple of segments, we're going to be talking predators' effect on wild turkeys and a big predator hunting event coming up. Ooh, March, the end of February, early March. And also the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Club bringing back the South Jersey Sportsman's Jamboree. That's going to be April 26th. Tommy Wiest from the Federation will be on the line with us as well. Joey Lista from the Millstone Preserve will be talking predators. Our next couple of segments, predator impact on the turkey, especially the poults. So grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Ho, ho, February 8th. It's my cousin Mario Rossi's birthday. Little Mario, because there's a bigger Mario and a little Mario. His three boys, well, Nicholas is older now. He's getting, you know, getting away from it a little bit. His two younger sons, Marius and Francesco. They beat the daylights out of the stock trout, Max Pond, and the catfish and the bass up there somewhere in Monmouth County. Hey, happy birthday, little Mario. Hey, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio with Joey Lista. Talking predators on turkeys. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world-class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
No way. So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, go ahead and watch videos. They can all do their thing and party their way. No problem.
Oh, we are gonna need a bigger cake.
Now through March 21st, get fast, reliable 300 megabit Xfinity internet with unlimited data included and an unlimited mobile line for just $30 a month for 1 year. Visit Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless plan, auto pay, restored bank account, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Xfinity internet required. Reduce mobile speeds after use of monthly data included with your data option. Data thresholds and actual internet speeds vary.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
a public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Well, let me tell you again, you have another 2 weeks to get in your turkey application. Now, there's going to be two lotteries on there. The application period goes to February 22nd. The lottery is going to be held February 25th. Permit pickup begins February 26th. All permits awarded in the lottery must be claimed by 11:59. Remember, you put in two and you get two. Oh, my first choice is what I really want. You have to pay for both. $2 application fee per, and then I guess it's what, another $19 to get over-the-counter sales of leftover permits begin 10 a.m. on Monday, March 24th. Now, predicated on your turkey hunting area, man, I've seen, well, it's long defunct. What was that? The Sportsman Center out there on 130 in Bordentown. I remember going by, I said, oh, I'm going to be in that area. Yeah, let me get a turkey hunting area 14. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, 14's hot, man. Some little patches of public land in there I explored, able to hunt on. Okay, I thought I was going to be there. That store opened, I think it opened at 9. Okay, let me get there at 8. I get there about 5 minutes after 8. The line is around the building. So if you have a choice turkey hunting area, man, and you know, over the counter, get there the night before, maybe. See if you can camp out in front. Well, turkeys, I'm seeing more and more turkeys. I know, Tom P., that turkeys aren't acting now like they are going to be in this room. Yeah, it's great to see them. That's why I love February. Things are starting to happen. Days getting a little longer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of activity going on in the woods and fields. And, yeah, the sucker fishing trip was great, by the way, for my February 2nd Rack and Fin Radio unofficial opening of spring. But getting to the turkeys, too. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had on Ronnie Jones from ACP Outdoor Products, Ace Predator Hunter. Predators are a.k.a. nest raiders. Not only turkeys, but waterfowl as well. And there's basically three, four critical factors that can influence turkey populations. Ultimate survival, a couple we don't have a hold of. I have a predator hunting maven on the line. We're patiently waiting. It's Joey Lister, was a guest last year. He is one of the founders of the Millstone River Preserve. Does wonderful stuff with waterfowl, especially wood ducks. His man is omnipresent in the woods and fields and on the water. Hell of a fisherman, too. And he wipes out that little stock pond in Englishtown from what I'm hearing. Anyway, I want to talk turkeys. I want to talk the predator factor in here, the dynamics of population control with that and the impact on wild turkey survival, you know, especially the poults. And then there's a great event. We were at the one last year. There's going to be another one this year. I think it's going to be March 1st, maybe, if I'm thinking it right, called the Predator Purge up there in Middlesex County. Joining us on the line right now, the famous and infamous Joey Lister. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
First of all, you're more than welcome. How's the lovely wife? Everything good?
Yeah, pretty good.
And how is the incredible Margie?
She's doing good. She misses you. She's getting big. She's about 600 pounds now.
What are you giving her, a lot of macaronis? What's up with that?
Yeah, in case, you know, people listening, they don't know who Margie is.
Yeah, it's not a human. It's not a human. Okay. Go ahead with that. Margie.
She's my cow, my little bottle baby calf. So, yeah, she's doing pretty good.
You bottle fed her from a cab. She used to, listen, from what I saw photos, she used to ride around town with you in your pickup.
Yep. Yeah, she lived in the house for the first 2 weeks of her life when she was only 30 pounds. But, she died four times. We brought her back to life.
My God
wife,
bless you.
She was really good taking care of her, brought her back to health. And that's it. Now she's like the family pet.
Listen, how something, and she's a small, what breed of cow is that?
She's a miniature Hereford.
Yeah, a miniature at 600 pounds. Something that big can be so affectionate. let me tell you, when she sticks her head under your arm to pet her, you're going to get knocked on your ass. It happened to me. Well, Joey, let's get to my time here. Spring's coming, turkeys. You're big on the predator season, which is going to extend through March 15th. And, Joey, the impact that you've seen in all your years doing this, waterfowl, especially turkeys, these nest raiders are bad news.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, the whole state, you know, most of the state, the turkey population is in decline. And, you know, if you want to like help the turkeys, I mean, there's three factors that influence the hatch, you know, how it's going to go. You've got three factors only. For all upland game birds, rabbits, waterfowl, especially turkeys, it's habitat, weather, and predators. All three are equally important. None is more important than the other. They're all equal. Mm-hmm. And if all three are in favor of the turkey, the population explodes. Two out of three in favor of the turkeys, population slightly increases. Two out of three against the turkeys, population slightly decreases. And three out of three against the turkey, the population crashes. So,
Joe, is that what we're seeing, especially up in the northern tier counties? Listen, again, I'm very fortunate. I get to travel from Sussex to Cape May and all points in between. Yeah, I'm one of those people. But, Joe, yeah, up there, there's been a paucity of birds now for, God, going on a decade, I think.
Yeah, and, I mean, the first factor is weather. So North Jersey is getting the same weather that we're getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get the same summer, you know? So we have absolutely no control over the weather. So if you get a wet, rainy June, like you get those cold, like 50-degree pouring rains during the summer, that is no good. That wipes chicks out. That hen, when she roosts, those poults at 2 weeks of age roost in the tree with her. She'll sit on that limb with her arms spread out, maybe, you know, with six chicks under each wing.
Wow.
But as soon as those chicks get a little bit bigger, now they don't fit under her. They're roosting above her, below her, next to her. You get those big, heavy downpours, they get chilled, they get soaked, they get hypothermia, and they drop like flies out of the trees. So the weather is a big, huge factor when it comes to producing turkey poults. Even for waterfowl, it's the opposite. If you get a drought and all those potholes dry up, you're not getting ducklings.
Right.
You know, like in 2022, the Prairie Pothole Region, the most pristine habitat for waterfowl you can get. That whole region is perfect. It's all potholes and grasslands. Do they got a drought? Those potholes dried up. There was no ducklings that year.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so habitat's important, but the weather is just as important. So onto habitat, like for turkeys, turkeys are pretty adaptable. So they can live like all types of habitat. You got farmland, mountains, forests, prairies, suburbs, you know, but they do need good nesting cover and good brood rearing cover, no matter where that habitat is. So, I mean, you could do habitat work. You could cut down like undesirable trees in the woods. That'd be good nesting cover. Or you could, you know, edge feather fields and there's some more nesting cover.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, like most of us turkey hunters, we hunt like private property that we don't own or public ground. So you just can't go into the acid pink and just start dropping sweet gum trees, you know? That won't fly.
The reason I'm laughing, never mind. Go ahead. It wasn't acid pink. That was decades ago. I was merely observing, casual observer. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's all good. So it's same thing. Like you can't go up to the farmer and say, "Hey, you know it's nesting season. I don't want you making hay in May." That farmer, unfortunately, is going to be like, "Well, you know what? These turkeys don't pay my bills."
Exactly.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yep.
So unless you own that property, you really can't manage it for like good turkey habitat. So, I mean. Perfect example of like mediocre habitat can produce a lot of turkeys is last week I was in upstate New York. We were coyote hunting for a week. We were up in Three Mile Bay. We were right on the edge of Lake Ontario.
Lake Ontario, yeah, yeah.
Yep, beautiful area. And it's just the whole region is just flat. It's about 75% farm fields, probably about 25% brush. It is not like what you would think turkey habitat is. But I've never seen an area that had more turkeys than that Three Mile Bay area. Dexter, you know, that whole area up there. Mm-hmm. There was turkeys every 3 to 4 miles. There'll be winter flocks out in the fields between 20 to 97 birds, I counted, in one field. And if you didn't see turkeys, you've seen tracks. But it's such mediocre, like, habitat. It's not really good turkey habitat. It's got great nesting cover. It's got great brood rearing cover. But it's mediocre.
What are they feeding on then?
I mean, they plant corn and soybeans in those fields.
Okay, all right.
You know, there's a few roost trees within the brush, but the reason why there's so many turkeys in that mediocre habitat is because it's absolutely the worst habitat for raccoons, and they don't have many raccoons in there.
There you go.
Raccoons don't like 300-acre fields or small brush that's only 6, 7, 8 foot tall. You know, they like those big river bottom trees, you know, like those abandoned buildings. Like if you look at New Jersey is the best raccoon habitat that you can create.
You ain't lying, you know, man.
Yeah, there's mature den trees. Under our roads, it's like a network of tunnels and sewers and storm drains. We got buildings, attics, chimneys. You know, they're living under sheds, wood piles, brush piles. Like, New Jersey is, like, made for raccoons. So that's why our turkeys are definitely hurting, because we're just overrun.
Joey, raccoons, even more than foxes, grays or reds, when it comes to turkey predation?
Yeah, raccoons, number one nest raider. I think red foxes are close to, possums too. But coyotes are bad on turkeys, but a coyote keeps the foxes out, and they're very territorial. So a pair of foxes are the only hunters on 2,000 acres. You know what I'm saying? Now when you start getting too many coyotes, now they're competing. Now there's too many on that property. That's why we still need to hunt coyotes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like hunters on a deer lease. You know, like if you lease 2,000 acres, you're going to have a lot more deer and quality hunting if you have two hunters on that property instead of 20. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So coyotes kind of they keep the balance a little bit. But like I said, they can get out of balance. So you definitely need to keep their numbers down, because they're at top of the food chain. Nothing's going to kill them. You know?
Gotcha. Okay, Joey, we're up against a break. Joey's got a lot. It's Joey Lista, one of the co-founders of Millstone River Preserve. We're talking upcoming turkey season, predators, the predation factor. We'll get into a little bit of hunting, and we're going to get into this predator purge that's going on as we speak. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Soon you might be able to have your gun in the sun. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis likes to refer to the place as the Free State, though Second Amendment proponents have long bemoaned the state still does not conform to the so-called constitutional carry standard. And while the state in 2023 began allowing permitless concealed carry, only now is DeSantis openly calling for a bill to legalize open carry throughout the state, meaning walking around with your handgun visibly holstered. Regardless, Florida is still widely considered gun-friendly. It stands in sharp contrast to states like New Jersey, where Governor Phil Murphy said the Supreme Court's Bruin case would lead to more deaths due to it ending gun restrictions. New Jersey's been issuing more carry permits ever since, and now it's revealed that reports of gun-related violence are down to a 15-year low. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English, and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rockin' Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to have February 8th and 9th. Joining us on the line is Joey Lista, co-founder of Millstone River Preserve. We're going to talk the predation factor again on the turkeys. Predator hunting season is going on as we speak. Great time to get into it. Joey's going to avail us to, again, Joey, raccoons, possums, coyotes, foxes. This is the coterie of nest raiders, correct? That's a fraternity?
Yep.
And they are all legal this time of year, correct, during this season?
Yep, correct. So, now's the time to go out right before spring nesting season and just start thinning out some of these predators. I mean, we all want to have more turkeys, right? You can't control the weather. It's out of your hands. You can't just start chopping down trees or telling the farmer, you know, to delay mowing hay, he ain't going to listen to you. So if you really want to, like, do good for the turkeys, then controlling predators is realistically the only thing the individual who doesn't own his own property or hunts public land, they can do to help the local turkey population.
Joey, so, trapping comes into the game as well, no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely trapping, like dog proofs and box traps. That's all I use for raccoons. Some guys are expert snaresmen. Not me. I'm not one of them. I mean, I can snare a little bit, but I by means no expert on that.
Joey,
but,
coons are primarily on the eggs. Can they run down a poult? Wipe out, you know, or even take a hen out?
Sure. They're quick. They're vicious predators. Any hen, that raccoon, especially those big boar raccoons, he comes across a hen, he's not going to ignore her. He's going to harass her. He'll actually try and kill her. He'll kill her. He'll grab her by the neck and kill her. Even smaller females, she's going to harass that hen. If she doesn't want to tackle it, she's going to push it off or she's going to start eating the eggs. You know, I've seen even videos of possums doing the same thing. You think a possum
is so docile?
Oh, yeah, they're so docile. They come walking up to that hen, and they just bite her. And the hen flushes off the nest, and I have videos of that, you know, so.
Wow. Well, Joe, let me ask you this, though. My turkey biology is nil. I like to shoot them and eat them. Call them in is fun, too, but I leave it to somebody else. My lovely Dee Marie, she called out, you shoot me, whatever. But will a hen re-nest if her brood gets wiped out?
If her brood gets wiped out, no. If her eggs get wiped out, she will. She can lay up to 60 eggs in a season.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
She'll keep on laying until she has a successful brood or her egg factory runs out. You know, I've seen poults in September that are you know, a few weeks old. So that's from, like, probably a third, you know, a third nesting attempt.
Yeah, I have a shout out to Jimmy Sloan there, the game bird project leader for Fish and Wildlife. He's going to be on in a few weeks. I sent him, you know, reporting the, remember they had a thing, report any poult sightings?
Yep.
And in September, it ended September 15th, September 12th, I'm coming around the corner, and there's a hen with six poults. I mean, they were not big yet, but they were sort of recently hatched. Yep. And I said, wow. He says, yeah. He said, that's happens in parts of Ocean County, Gloucester, Salem. It's all, it's a crazy period.
Yeah. It's a good thing that they can do that. They can keep re-nesting. But once those eggs hatch, if she has poults and they get wiped out, that's it. She's done. So the only bird that can really do that is a wood duck. Like a wood duck will make two batches a year. Like she'll hatch her ducklings and then she'll make another nest later in the summer. But all game birds, one and done. That's it. Even Canada geese, they have their litter of snapping turtles, kill them all, they're done.
So Jordan, on the predator game, on the turkeys now, you're saying raccoons, again, the possums, same thing with the eggs. The fox and coyotes, will they tackle the bigger poults and or a hen?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, especially hens that are sitting on eggs. They're dogs. They'll sniff them out like a bird dog, and they'll just pounce. They'll just jump right in and pounce them, grab them by the neck and kill them. And that's why you got to thin these things out. There's just too many. Every predator has a place in nature. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying to exterminate them. It's impossible, even if you tried.
Yep.
But you're keeping that balance. And ever since the fur market went to crap, there's just nobody's trapping for money.
The amount
of predators right now is through the roof. It's an all-time high. And if you go out after a fresh snow, go out the next morning and take a walk out in the fields, you will find a coyote or a fox track zigzagging every square yard of that property.
Joe, I saw that on the edge of our area. It was a campground there. It was closed for the season, actually. We had maybe 3/4 of an inch, a couple of weeks ago, inch maybe. And I said, Dan, if that wasn't a coyote. Now, every once in a while, once or twice a year, we'll hear them. But you never see them. But there was evidence. That wasn't a fox track. It was a coyote track. Right there. Mm-hmm. Suburbia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because there's too many.
Yep.
So there's not enough room on the big farms. So the smaller subordinate coyotes get pushed out to the edge of town, you know, or, you know, where they're safer. Well, they won't get their asses kicked by a bigger you know, more dominant male. And, yeah, and plus, you know, food's getting scarce. So they're now going through the edge of town looking to eat people's pets or dog food or garbage or whatever. So,
Joe, we have one thing to me with the, again, going back to the habitat, if you allow me, it's just the habitat only supports so much. But when you see the development that's going on for these housing complexes now, the townhomes, condos, whatever, the pad sites, you know, for the warehouses, it's just getting... It's getting crazy where the wildlife's getting squeezed into smaller and smaller places. Something's got to give.
Yeah, that's why we definitely need to thin them out. Just like the deer, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have plenty of property for the deer, it could hold a lot more. But now they're living in these little creek bottoms that they can't build on. So you have to thin out those deer. It's the same thing. You got to thin out these predators.
Joe, question.
Those predators...
Okay.
They were roaming on a couple hundred acres. Now there's a warehouse. Now the amount of predators in a couple hundred acres is now crammed into a 5-acre creek bottom. You know, that's what's making it tougher on turkeys too.
And Jeff, people around, especially with the coyotes. Okay, I have a fence. My little poodle or Bichon or whatever is out there playing around. I've seen coyotes jump 6-foot fences, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, and carrying something over, you know, that it kills. So, nothing's really safe. But, Joe, before we get to the Predator Purge, this is what an event. This is becoming a statewide gig here. This is amazing how rapidly it's grown. This avian flu, Joey, that I had the state wildlife pathologist on last week, Pat Connolly, great guy, great interview, primarily waterfowl. Is this, he says, songbirds pretty much untouched, whatever. Do you see this, all your listeners, this guy, I think he lives in his house maybe one day a week, and the rest of the time he's in the woods, so he's out there all the time. Joe, do you see this possibly affecting turkeys?
I hope not. I know, like, the geese that have it are out in the field, in the cornfields, soybean fields, same fields the turkeys are at. So hopefully it doesn't carry over to them.
What about any predators, even avian predators like red tails, whatever, that are consuming these carcasses? Pat said it is transferable to that. Is that sort of like maybe a blessing in disguise? Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah, I did read that hawks and eagles are eating the dead snow geese, and they're getting sick and dying. But you know what? Nature does have a way of balancing itself out. I mean, Mother Nature's cruel, so... You know what? Like, maybe if those hawks and eagles, North Jersey, get thinned out a little bit, maybe that's the blessing in disguise that the turkeys need in Northwest Jersey. Because
it's nature's way, man. Nature's way.
Yeah, nature can balance itself out. But it's devastating how nature does it. Hunters, conservationists, we could keep that balance every year after year after year. If there's no hunting, the predator population gets so high, it decimates the prey. And now the predators are starting to starve, and they get mange, and they get disease, and then they crash.
And the cycle starts anew.
It starts all over.
They're going from millennium.
Who wants? They say it's a 10-year cycle, but nobody wants to be on the bottom of a 10-year cycle. You want to be on that middle 5-year cycle where there's plenty of predators, plenty of prey.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's a balance. And stewards of the land, that's what we do, and we keep that balance. So.
Yeah, we have a whole little drum roll. Predator Purge! Is this the second annual or what? Third annual? How many of these things?
Fourth.
I was blown away. Me and Deeper were blown away last year with that event. Then we had a park 6 miles away, man. I can't hike like that.
Well, wait till this year. This year, it's even bigger. I mean, we did a few things different. It's the same thing. It's a week-long contest. February 21st, it starts at 6 o'clock, February 21st, and the weigh-in is on March 1st between 6 to 8. And we're giving away tons of gifts of reveal cameras, Fox Pro Caller, dog-proof traps, knife sets, decoys, duck hunts, goose hunts, Yeti coolers, firearms. You know, thanks to Scott Patterson of...
Scotty Patterson! Yeah. Yep. Good man!
So, we have 6 species, coyotes, red fox, gray fox, raccoons, possums, and skunks. So you could win 3 times per species.
Hey, listen, I saw a skunk there that was the size of a rhino. Where the hell are these things coming from? That's one we didn't touch on. That's a badass nest raider in a bad sense.
Yep.
Skunks.
Yep. So catch them too. So you get $100 for the heaviest skunk, $100 for the lightest skunk, and $100 for the most skunks. So same thing goes for coyotes, red fox, possums, all of them. $100 for the biggest, $100 for the smallest, $100 for the most, the team with the most. You can have 1 to 2 man teams. You win prizes for the whitest skunk, the blackest skunk, and the mangiest canine. So,
yeah, now, Joe,
and,
go ahead.
If you bring in animals and you don't win any categories, your name will be put in a drawing, and you'll win $100. It's like a loser's drawing. You know what I'm saying? Just for entering, you have another chance, last second chance to win $100.
He said that for my benefit. Well, Joey, listen, I understand this year you're going to be having, listen, the place was packed. I mean, packed, but standing room only beyond, but now you're going to have exhibitors as well?
Yep. We got Ducks Unlimited, Ron Jones, Rednecks Pride Outdoors is going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Millstone Outdoors Game Calls and Custom Carvings. You got to see this guy, Marty. His predator calls and duck calls are beautiful. Like the wood, it's like Jesus made them. You got to see this guy's calls. He does excellent work. They sound great. Ron Deal and New Jersey Fur Harvesters will be there. New Jersey Predator Hunter will have a table there. Chris Quilliam and New Jersey Trappers Association, he's going to be there selling furs, hats, gloves, everything you could think of made of fur. He's going to be selling it. So it's going to be a huge event. It's going to be one for the books. It's a good time.
I just go to the wrap with the people and eat. Okay, Joe, so what are the tickets? Where do they send them to? What's the dealio? Go. We're up against a break.
All right. To enter the contest is $30 entry fee. Or if you're just going to go there and just drink beer and eat pizza and be a spectator, it's only $20. All you can eat, all you can drink. You get a free gift cup, unlimited beer, pizza, and a chance to win a Ruger 10/22 rifle just for entering.
That's the rotary feed. The rotary feed clip? The Ruger?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Man, that's a badass Predator gun.
It's a real nice gun. And you need to contact Nick at 609-540-0606. And you can call or text them. You could find us on Facebook on the Millstone River Preserve Predator Hunt.
Okay, now, and, in closing, Lista, I must put it out there. There will be one large anchovy pie for moi, correct?
Absolutely. I will hide it for you,
this,
too.
Listen, this is great. These guys are bringing in wheelbarrows full of pies, right? Wheelbarrows of them. And while he stands up and says, hey, now there's 500 people in this room. It's mayhem, right? Who ordered the anchovies? And everybody turned and pointed at me. I was honored, man. That was great.
Yep. I heard it was the best anchovy pie you ever had.
That was the best. In fact, I put it on the air the next week. Well, Joey, go in one more time with the contact and how to get involved. Go.
Yeah, Nick at 609-540-0606. And for any questions and rules, just go to our Facebook page, Millstone River Preserve Predator Hunt.
It's going to be an event, Joe. I look forward to it. We will see you there, sir.
Hopefully, I'll see everybody there.
Hey, listen, you going to bring Margie?
She's getting a little too big for the front seat.
Yeah, take care, man.
She would love to be there. Believe me,
she'd be the hit, man. We'll see. We'll see in a few weeks, man. Be good.
You got it. Have a good one.
Way long, I'd say. But Joey, listen, Predator Purge, check it out, man. What an event. The creme de la creme of the trappers and predator hunters in the state. Also attracts people from out. We saw plates from New York. We saw plates from Maryland, even up New England. So this is the real deal. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Another big event coming up. And I believe it's in April. Yeah. Hang in.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. A hostage exchange today between Israel and Hamas underway through mail. Israeli hostages are on Israeli soil after being released to the Red Cross.
Negotiations have also begun on phase two, the release of all remaining hostages and the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. In exchange, Israel is set to release 183 Palestinians. A Roswell, Georgia police officer dead after being shot while responding to a report of a suspicious person at a shopping center. Police say a man pulled out a gun as police approached. Roswell Chief Jim McConroy.
First responding officer encountered the suspect behind the shopping center near here. The suspect almost immediately produced a handgun, shooting and killing the officer.
The name of the officer not yet released. Officers chased and apprehended the alleged gunman. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, cloudy with periods of snow and sleet this afternoon with little or no accumulation expected with a high of 39. For tonight, periods of rain, some ice mixed in early, breezy later on with a low of 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 46. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low 25. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 41. I'm Mackie Weathers, Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
In the spring, on Saturday, April 26th, the resurrection of the South Jersey Sportsmen's Jamboree. Years and years ago, it was a big event. It's been followed. It's coming back in a big way. It's going to be held at the Dream Park there in Gloucester County, 400 Route 130 South, very easy to reach to, in Logan Township. Join us online right now is Tom, great guy. I call him Tom Wonderman Yeast because he does it all. He is the New Jersey president of the Southern Region New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. Been doing it for 10 years. He's going to talk to his jamboree. He is wired, fired, and otherwise inspired. And so am I, Mr. Weast. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Tom. I don't think I'm doing as good as you. I wish I had your energy.
Come on, baby. It's February. So, Tom, when I talked to you at the I was floored. This came out of the blue. I had no inkling of it, as much as I try to keep my Dumbo-sized ears in the air and on the ground and whatever. We were at the Fur Harvesters in November out there at the Blueberry Farm. And Tom and Wade Stein, also with the Federation, and Scott Patterson was there. Mentioned that, hey, when we had something coming on in next spring. I said, what? I saw the flyer, knocked my socks off, man. Tom, this looks like a super event. Hunting seminars, youth activities, craft vendors, swap meet table. One, what was the first? Let's get to the Federation itself. Federation's been around a long time. What's it about for those who don't know what it is?
The New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs was actually founded in 1935. Tom, we represent 150,000 sportsmen in the state of New Jersey. This has been developed by, there's 21 counties in the state of New Jersey, and we represent 20 of the counties, and shortly the 21st county will be reinstated. So we're really proud that effect that we've been around so long.
Tom, which county is going to be coming back on?
Cape May.
Is Kenny McDermott involved?
Absolutely.
Kenny McDermott, shout out! Good man. He's a hell of a fisherman too, man. That sucker.
He's great.
He whacks him and stacks him. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know, we have other great organizations in the state as well. You know, the NJOA. We have United Boaters. What exactly does the Federation do? Main purpose, representing, you go to battle, I guess, with the antis, the whole nine yards, promote conservation. What's the dealio, Tom?
We promote our heritage and conservation education and support scientific wildlife management. In other words, Tom, like Ed Markowski, our dear friend, used to say, we follow the science.
God bless him.
Follow the science.
I miss
it. Amen. We also support the legislation that benefits wildlife populations.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, we fight for the sportsmen every day of the week.
Is there a voice in Trenton?
We have a lobbyist, yes.
Bingo. Right there, man. Yep,
a lobbyist.
That's the battle, because the antis are relentless and ruthless, Tom. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. But we try to stay on top of it, and we deal with that kind of stuff as it comes down the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, listen, let's get to the history of this jamboree. I remember, and I saw this, I said, wait, was it? And you said, no, it wasn't that. This was something. I remember that years and years ago. And what was the catalyst for the resurrection?
Well, to be quite frank with you, Tom, when that it was on Union Road in Millville, and it was on a road, and a bunch of deer clubs actually got together. Several deer clubs got together and started doing a little sportsman's jamboree, and it got to be so big they would park all along Union Road.
Was that off 49, right by Cumberland Pond?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, right there. I was Union there. Road.
I made my mark eating funnel cakes and burgers.
Yeah, absolutely. And they would jitney around or whatever. You know, they had different things going
it
on.
Was
they
great.
Had like powder shooting, fishing going on.
Yeah.
And I've been trying for 20 years to put this thing together again. And this year, the Federation has backed me and sponsored me to get this thing going. And it's really their event, not mine. I'm just the guy with the idea to put this together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pulled a lot of stuff together with this, Mr. Wiesigan. Go into some of the hunting seminars.
Well, they're going to each organization will probably present their own.
Okay.
Like UBNJ will be there, and they would put on a seminar. Wild Turkey Federation, I believe, is going to be one of. I know they're going to be there, and they're going to. They always put on an excellent seminar if you know anything about that.
Hey, listen.
I know you do.
Goomba, Louis Gumbali going to be there?
Louis's supposed to be there. Yep.
I can't wait.
Be doing turkey calling, you know, things like that. Show the people how to use the calls and everything. The trappers will be there, New Jersey harvesters, fur harvesters.
Yep.
The Jersey trappers, they'll be there. They'll put on demonstrations and seminars. These guys are really, this is what they do. It's not what they do for a living. It's what their passion brings them out to.
Exactly.
And they
right.
really put on an excellent, and it's done by people in New Jersey, not people out of state, not people from Wyoming. We're not trying to promote, not that we have anything against them. We're trying to promote the sportsmen in New Jersey. And that's what
exactly
it's really
right.
all about.
Yeah, Jordan,
and naturally, me being president of the South, I push the South.
Of course. Hey, man, I'm a transplant. I love that. Again, I get to travel the state, Tom, but my roots are here now. My roots are in the Southern Tier counties. Joining us online is Tom Wiese, president of the Southern Region State Federation of Sportsmen's Club, doing it for 10 years, and he's still sane. The event, we're talking about the State Federation of Sportsmen's Club South Jersey Sportsmen's Jamboree Saturday, April 26th. Mark your calendars, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wiese, another thing I notice here, it's very important you have activities for youngsters. Key point there.
Well, first off, I want to correct you. I've been doing this for about 35 years. Well, 30 years, I'd say.
I thought you were president for 10 years.
Oh, I've been president of the Southern Region.
That's what I mean. That's what I know. You've been with the Archangel Michael with this, man.
Yeah. I was the president of Gloucester County and still am for 30 years, or probably 25 years before I became president. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about me.
You have the youth activities. You have craft vendors.
Oh, yeah, youth activities. Yeah, we plan on having stuff for the kids to practice casting and stuff like that, win prizes if they get the lure and the buck, you know how that kind of stuff goes. UBNJ is going to be there, and they'll be having some archery for the youngsters.
Great.
And that's great. We're also going to be having like a BB gun range for the kids so they can shoot BB guns and shoot and just, you know, the smaller kids, get them going, you know, in the right direction when they're young. We're going to have pony rides for the kids that they'll be there. And it's, I'm trying to think of the lady's name that's having the pony rides. It's Mulligan's Ponies, And we're really glad to have her there. She does, from what I understand, she does a really great job with the kids and the ponies and all.
Hey, I'll be hopping on a pony. I'll be hopping on a, I used to have a Shetland when I was down in Texas when I was a little kid. Yeah, I used to have a Shetland pony. Yeah. Well, Tom, again, you have Sportsman's swap meet tables. Excuse me. This is, Tom, are vendors, are space still available for vendors?
Oh, yeah. I'm really surprised that, you know, you got in contact with me because we really haven't done any advertisement at all about this yet.
Well, let's get it. We gotta get it going, man. Infants, before you know it, they're adolescents, and before you know it, it's stage time, Wiest.
You know what? You're exactly right. And let me go over some of the vendors and all that will be there.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and I already mentioned National Turkey Federation with Luke Dumbali. They'll be there. Hunters Helping the Hungry. I mean, that's a program that, you know, not enough people down south know about. It's pretty big up north and central, but this is a program that the Federation started, Hunters Helping the Hungry, to help feed the people that are needy.
And we shout out to Bringhurst Meats there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Bringhurst Meats is one of the butchers.
Jeff J. That crew, great place, and they really talked up the Hunters Helping the Hungry participation.
And it's a great program. I mean, you know, there's nothing better than a venison steak. What can I tell you? Okay, the NJOA will be there, and the NJOA is our PAC that fights legislatively for us, and I don't have to tell you, but they do. The conservation officers will be there, and it'll be nice for the conservation officers to be there in a more relaxed setting. You know, when the hunters see a conservation officer in the woods, like, oh, geez, do I have all my permits? Did I cross a line?
Yeah, so automatically goes in the air. You're like, uh-oh, what's up?
Yeah. Well, it'll be a more relaxed atmosphere, and I'm sure everybody will get to enjoy it. The hunters, they have questions, and they want the questions to be asked honestly. This is the place to come and do it. That these conservation officers will be there, and they'll answer any questions that the hunters have, you know, and it's a great thing. Coast Guard Auxiliary will be there. We don't tell you what they do. I mean, they inspect our boats and keep them safe and, you know, and afloat. I'm still in negotiations, but I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. Hudson Farms. That's probably one of the most elite shooting courses in the state, if not the country.
I'll tell you about my history. It used to be the Hudson Guild up there by Wild West City at 206, just before Newton. I'll go into that off the air with you sometime. Yeah, they're going to be.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, listen, we're up against a hard break and carry over for another minute or two in the next segment. Then we got to wrap it up. Okay. So you're going to hang in there? Don't go anywhere, okay. Weiss. Don't go anywhere.
You got it.
Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on this weekend, the iconic Superdome, host of Super Bowl 59, turns 50 this year. We'll look at its history. Also, if you're getting called back to the office for the first time in a while, you may need a refresher on etiquette. Hear what experts say. Plus, understanding the Roman numerals used for the Super Bowl and tips for dialing back the amount of alcohol you're consuming. That and more coming up on this weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Wrapping it up the weekend of February 8th and 9th on Rack and Fin Radio. Closing out with Tommy Wiest from the State Federation of Sportsmen Club, the Southern Tier County President of the Federation. Great guy. I've been doing it 37 years, President, 10 years. We got into that. Topic is Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the South Jersey Sportsman's Jamboree. I understand vendor tables are still available. Just as a plus on this, that's going to be week 3 of the in-season trout stocking. Now, this is going to be a Dream Park in Gloucester County. So we have Greenwich Lake, Grenlock Lake, Harrisonville Lake, I love my Iona Lake over there in Port John, and Swedesboro Lake will all be stocked that week. That week. So after the event, hey, man, grab those rods, go get those stocked trout. Water's going to be relatively close by there in Gloucester County. Plenty of opportunity. Sorry, Todd. I had to get my trout in there, bro.
Absolutely. Also, I believe that's the first day for Saturdays of turkey hunting. So you can only hunt till 12 o'clock. You're hunting in the morning. You shoot over to the jamboree, and you enjoy yourself at the jamboree.
Tom, it's going to be a great time. We have to wrap it up in a minute, so Tom, anything else you want to mention? You're going to be back on in a few weeks. So anything else you want to mention? Go.
Griffin and Howe should be there, the custom gun makers in the state of New Jersey.
Ooh.
We're going to have some game preserves there for the pheasants. New Jersey Bass Club will be there.
Nice!
And I already mentioned the ponies. Oh, New Jersey Deer Classic. We're going to sponsor the New Jersey Deer Classic. This is one of the best events the sportsmen have every
year. No kidding!
Yeah, there'll be between 28 and 38 deer heads on display that were harvested in 23-24. That's very exciting. I almost forgot about it, Tom.
Whew. Listen to me, Weiss. I know you're thinking trout fishing, Weiss. Don't lie. Listen, real fast, is there a cost to get in?
Yes, absolutely. It's a $5 cost for adults,
mm-hmm.
and all children under 17 are free.
That's a deal and a half, man.
Well, all we're trying to do is, you know, the Dream Horse Park, this is a great facility. I got to mention.
It is beautiful.
It's a closed-in facility. We're under roof the whole time. We'll be able to put everybody in this facility. It is a sand material on the ground, but they roll the sand. It's pitcher mound sand that can only be comes from New Jersey, and it's like concrete.
Yeah.
So it's really nice, and the people at the Dream Horse Park have been so easy to work for. I mean, they bend over backwards to help us out.
That's great.
And, we're really excited to have this event, Tom. I know you'll be there.
Oh, yeah. And, come on, man. Come on. Wait. Yeah. Listen. Tell the Dream Park there, when I'm on premise, the property value is going to go down for a little while. And once I leave, it'll go back up. Listen, T, for more information, where do people go?
Well, you can go to NJSF, that's NJSFSC.org. That's our website, and you go on there, and you have to thumb through it a little bit, and you'll hit Sportsman's Jamboree and Convention. Tom, I forgot to mention, we're having this jamboree in conjunction with our convention, and that's the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs Convention.
Nice. Hey, Weiss, you packed it in. Well, Tom, we have to part ways right now. I'll talk to you off the air, and then we'll see each other again in a few weeks.
Hey, Tom, you have a great day.
Listen, man, I appreciate it. Listen, get that 2 and 4 pound test ready, man. I'm going to give you some trout techniques down here in Greenwich. See you in a little bit, brother.
Bye-bye.
That's going to be an absolutely super event. I remember that show. God, Memory Joe Matter. I met Joe with the Quail Project way back when. Yeah, right. In fact, they were off Union Road. They were starting to park on the shoulder of 49. That's how packed it was. Glad to see it back. Got to wrap it up. I need more time. 22 years. I need more time. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out there and enjoy. So it's still winter. So what? Gonna be cold, rainy, windy, cold. So what? Get out. Plenty of stuff to do out there. I just love. Actually, my feet hit the hardwood in the morning. My D. Marie, it's a great day. I look forward to it all. But get out and just enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next Saturday. Rack and Fin Radio. Get those turkey applications in.